This is Glance at the Past, a local history radio project presented by the Grand Rapids Historical Commission and the Community Media Center.
Today's story, the Irish. The first foreign immigrants to come to the area were the Irish, brought here in 1835 to help dig the canals along the river. Their language was, of course, English, and their integration was easy. The Irish seem to have followed the direction of the westward movement on the Erie Canal, which opened in 1825, and later on the railroads. Those who came here settled in the Creston area and on the west side. They made up a large part of St. Andrew's and St. James parishes in the early years. Later in the 19th century, a branch of the Ancient Order of Hibernians was organized, and they built a hall on Ottawa Avenue near Michigan Street. It included an auditorium, billiard parlor, and bowling alleys. St. Patrick's Day celebrations were held there, speakers were brought in, and entertainments were conducted in the auditorium. The Hibernians had a band that played in parades, of which there were many in earlier days. But the organization waned when the newly founded Knights of Columbus established itself locally. However, there were Hibernian offshoots such as the Irish Fellowship Club and the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. In 1965, when a building was raised at the southwest corner of Crescent and Bond, a poster was uncovered. It advertised a grand ball and picnic by the Ancient Order of the Hibernians on August 6, 1884.
For more information about Grand Rapids history, visit the Grand Rapids Historical Commission website at historygrandrapids.org.